the Stop and Think News podcast begins now.
Hello, everybody. It's Joe from Stop and Think News. As you can see, I got my green screen in. It's got a little fuzzies on there, though, I notice, which is kind of annoying. But that's okay. It's better than this is. So when I, you know, when and if I have to do broadcasts from the garage again, like I did on the Ben and Joe show, everybody doesn't have to look at my ugly background of the garage. So Ben was complaining about being in an actual room, and I was out there with a lawn tractor behind me. You know what I mean? So this should help with that, even if it does have these weird, distortion or whatever. It's whatever. But anyway, I do have probably what's going to be a long show for you today. Lots to get into. And I think we're going to go ahead and get into it right now because, it's been an interesting news day. There's been lots of interesting news popping up on my phone today. So let's take a look at this first thing. Yes, this is from MSNBC. Yes, I know MSNBC sucks, but I wasn't able to find the actual video of this from elsewhere that wasn't like, I found another one that was from, what was it? I don't know, whatever. Anyway, long story short, this is where I found the video. So they're freaking out because Carrie Lake, who's running for GOP Senate, she told supporters they can strap on a Glock to be prepared for the intensity of the 2024 campaign. And she urged military and law enforcement veterans to be ready as her race heats up in a key battleground state. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Cotton, I'm reading what it says underneath the video first, doubled down on his calls for citizens to forcibly confront pro-Palestine protesters, which I don't understand. I don't understand the logic there. I don't understand why you tell people to forcibly confront pro-Palestine protesters who are exercising their right to free speech. That's almost just sounds like exactly like Maxine Waters telling her supporters to get in our faces and tell them we're not welcome here, right? Israel ain't special. Palestine ain't special. And they've had a long time thing that we've meddled in and screwed around with for a very long time. So it's just that, you know, I'm sitting here to the listeners who aren't watching this on Rumble. I'm thinking about, I do have a YouTube channel actually set up, but I don't put anything on it because of what happened to me last time. Last time I got 15,000 subscribers plus and it got ripped out from under me because I was, you know, not talking the way they wanted me to talk. And from Podbean, I was just broadcasting, just automatically posting to YouTube, the podcast after it was shared. And that's what got me a couple interviews I did and so on. They just took offense to or found reasons to not like, and sure enough, they got it taken down. But anyway, for those of you listening, I'm just over here looking at this screen, the teaser screen on the side of YouTube of this giant burger. And that's just making me want to make the podcast about watching this guy eat this burger, but it's not going to be, don't worry. Anyway, so here's the video of Carrie Lake urging supporters to be ready in 2024. Let's take a listen. I haven't heard this. We're listening to this the first time together. I want to hear what she says exactly, because I don't know how I feel about Carrie Lake. I don't dislike her, but I don't necessarily know if she's another Marjorie Taylor Greene where it's a lot of talk and so on. It doesn't seem that way. She did used to be a Democrat, though. Well, of course, a lot of people did, right? Let's take a listen to her and see what she has to say.
Arizona Senate candidate Carrie Lake suggested to reporters they might want to arm themselves in the run-up to the fall election. To supporters, I should say. She made the comments at a campaign rally on Sunday.
The next 6 months is going to be intense, and we need to strap on our, what do we want to strap on? We're going to strap on our seatbelt. We're going to put on our helmet or your Carrie Lake ball cap. We are going to put on the armor of God. Then maybe strap on a Glock on the side of us just in case. side, because we're not going to be the victims of crime. We're not going to have our Second Amendment taken away. We're certainly not going to have our First Amendment taken away by these tyrants.
All right. I don't really need to hear MSNBC's take on that. My thoughts, and I'd be curious to hear your thoughts and comments when wherever you're at listening to this, go ahead and leave a comment. But my thoughts are she's correct. You know, like I said, I'm not like, I don't know how to, what to make of her per se. I'm not from Arizona. I know it was interesting that she came out with that audio of them trying to like kind of run her campaign for her, which is no shock, right? It wasn't shock. I don't think anybody that heard that was like, oh my God, that's crazy. You know, sorry, I'm messing with my microphone. But at the end of the day, what she said is correct. You didn't see Trump supporters going to, Hillary Clinton rally. You didn't see anybody hardly going to Hillary Clinton rallies in the first place. Unless there was a celebrity there, of course. That's why they do that. But you didn't see Trump supporters going to Hillary Clinton rallies and throwing eggs at them, bottles of urine, rocks at them, physically assaulting them, hitting them with bike locks. I don't need to go through the list again, but that's everything that happened. And that didn't necessarily all happen at a Trump rally, but it did happen when the right, you know, decided to use their Second Amendment right and go for a march down the street or something like they did. The difference is when the right did it, they didn't burn down entire buildings and stuff. And you can sit there and you can wrongfully point to January 6th, which was a setup, and most of that was staged, and they intentionally egged those people on. And you know what? Oh, you're sympathizing for an insurrection. Let me know which person's been charged with an insurrection. They're not even trying to charge Trump with an insurrection. So good luck with that argument that you have run into the ground and not, and it makes zero sense. So that's my take on that. I think she's right. I think people should protect themselves. There's no reason that, and I've been saying this for a long time, there's no reason that right-wingers should be the weaklings, that right-wingers should be the ones that are always peaceful and tolerant and stuff, and that we should allow people to throw eggs at us and urine bottles and feces bottles and cement bricks and whatever else they want. Remember the pallets of bricks that kept showing up that they tried to debunk, but there was video of it all the time? One of the videos, the dude is going to these spots where they're at. There's no editing, no edits in this entire video. And he's literally, you can see and hear the protesters in the background of the area where he's finding these. He goes around corners and there's the protest, right? But anyway, I digress, as they say. I feel like she didn't say anything wrong there. You should always arm yourself if you have the ability to do so. I've made it clear to people I don't open carry anything. I never will. I have road rage. I'm not going to lie. People drive so crappy since COVID. I get so angry. Like, and I can't help it. I can't help it. They cut me off. They, you know, do stupid shit all the time. Like, it's worse than it's ever been. I feel like everybody's in their own little bubbles now, and they don't care about anything around them. You know, you notice that? Am I the only one noticing this? Like, I feel like I'm not, but I don't know. Nobody ever, it's just me and something my family notices when we're out and about, you know? So the next story is going to be a good one here. No video with this. Now Joe Biden is beating Trump. This is the headline. Joe Biden is now beating Donald Trump with Republican pollsters as well. And this is from Newsweek, of course. Oh, I guess there is a little video. Let's see. Is they going to throw me an advertisement for a 57-second video? Oh, it's one of these dumb. See, and this is why I didn't do the Carrie Lake one. It says Trump has not confirmed if he supports a nationwide abortion ban, but has previously voiced support for a 15-week limit, as if that's a bad thing. As if having limits on when you can kill your child is a bad thing. And I'm pretty sure he did voice his ideas on abortion when he said we need to leave it up to the states, correct? Is that not what he said just not too long ago and everybody melted? And this is what I'm talking about. They're so triggered by him and so phony to begin with. Nobody takes these people serious. But anyway, let's see what they... I'm not going to go and watch that video, especially for my podcast listeners. There's not going to be anything on there. It's just text under video and stupid, you know, background music. Joe Biden is narrowly beating Donald Trump ahead of November's presidential election, according to a new poll. The survey from Echelon Insights, which was co-founded by former Republican digital strategist Patrick Ruffini and pollsters Kristen Soltis Anderson, found that 49% of responders would either probably be voting or lean to voting for Biden, while 46% they would opt for Trump. The poll surveyed 1,020 likely voters and was conducted from April 12th to 14th. It has a margin of error of plus minus 3.9 percentage points. See, they put that at the bottom. And that's literally the entire article. The video goes on and talks about all the things, you know, Donald Trump's so evil, blah, blah, blah. I assume I'm not going to watch it. I just can click through it, I suppose. Appointing a Supreme Court justice who overturned Roe versus Wade. Yeah, they should have. Abortion is a divisive issue with a 6-week ban set to take effect in Florida next month. That should be an all-week ban. Fucking what? And however, most Americans believe abortion should be legal in every state stages of pregnancy. No, actually, most Americans do not think that it should be available in the early stages of pregnancy. Most Americans have come to the terms with the fact that those are actually babies in there. Even in the early stages, there's still a baby in there. It's not just a clump of cells, and most sane Americans can recognize that. So maybe that is most of Americans, because I think America's lost its damn mind. Honestly, I feel like America has lost its mind on both sides. However, nobody can out crazy the left, so there's that. But there you have it, folks. Now, these former Republicans, they said it was Republican pollsters, but it said right in the article former Republicans were with this. That'd be like, what's the name of that stupid group that Kellyanne Conway's husband's in? I can't even remember. Something the Washington, Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, something society, whatever. Putting out a poll and they're going, oh, there's some Republicans on there. Bro, get the fuck out of here. Like, for real. Like, I can't stop. I can't help but laugh at stuff anymore. I can't take stuff too seriously anymore. It's also clown-esque, you know? It's just, which is why I want to do that show with Ben, because, like, then we can just clown for, like, however long we want. You guys can laugh along with us, because, like, it's just, we need stuff like that. We really do. We do. Because it's just so mind-numbingly stupid what we're going through right now. All right, let's see. This is Newsweek again. Oh, wrong one. My bad, guys. I opened the same one twice. We have this next article, which is an interesting one. North Carolina high school students is suspended just for using the term illegal alien in class discussion. Suspended for accurately describing what these people are. New York Post, this is from the New York Post. Let me see if this video is similar to that last video, or if they talk, or we're looking at realtor.com, and I can't do anything about it. Why do they do that? Why are they like this? So anyway, a 16-year-old North Carolina high school student says he was suspended just for saying illegal alien while discussing word meaning in English class, possibly ruining his chances of landing college sports scholarship. Christian McGee, a student, Central Davison High School. That's okay. They're probably going to replace him with a legal alien on the team anyway. Here he is. Let's listen to him.
Darcy Adana Asimono.
My bad.
One of the women who accused me of sexual assault just got indicted for committing felony fraud against me.
What is
Darcy
this?
Darcy Adana Asimono has been criminally indicted for committing.
Okay, it has nothing to do with the damn article. Why do they do this? Oh my God. So he's going to lose his scholarship. Christian McGee, a student at Central Davison High School in Lexington, received a 3-day suspension last week after he, used the term in English class, the Carolina Journal reported. Christian McGee, or his mother, Leah McGee, said his teacher had given an assignment that used the word alien, and Christian asked, like, space aliens or illegal aliens without green cards? Another student reportedly took offense and threatened to fight Christian, so the teacher took the matter to the assistant principal, according to the North Carolina Journal. Eventually, his words were determined to be offensive and disrespectful to Hispanic classmates, so he was suspended. So are these classmates illegals? Are they illegal aliens? Or are they just Hispanic? Because if they're triggered by the word illegal alien, then that tells me that they probably, somebody needs to go look at who their family members they got here are, because they're probably illegal aliens. Or maybe these students are an illegal alien. We know they're putting them in schools with our children, taken away from their resources, from the people who are born naturalized citizens here and the people who came here legally as an immigrant and naturalized themselves and tried to acclimate to what it is to be an American and so on. So, yeah, that's where we're at. We're suspending students for using proper terms. I didn't make a statement directed towards anyone. I asked a question, Christian told the outlet. I was speaking of Hispanics because everyone from other countries needs green cards, and the term illegal alien is an actual term that I hear on the news and can find in the dictionary, he added. The suspension may also affect the student athlete's prospects of securing a college sports scholarship, the journal noted. Because of his question, our son was disciplined and given 3 days out of school suspension for racism, because illegal alien is a race. And it's funny to me that they, these are the games we play, folks. It's not just Mexicans crossing down there at the border. There's Ukrainians who are not Mexican. There's Africans who are not Mexican. There's all kinds of people that are crossing at the border. There's Muslims crossing, which isn't a race, by the way, crossing at the border with all kinds of different backgrounds. Middle East, which is, you know, part of Africa as well, to some degree, in some parts, you know, Northern Africa and so on. There's all of these things happening, all these types of people coming across. They're not just Mexicans. They never were. There's people coming from Haiti. Are they Mexican? And this is the mind, the mental gymnastics that they play with words. Illegal alien means Mexicans. Who says that? Oh, that's right. The left says that. That's what they believe, because they're the actual racists. Lear wrote an email describing the incident. He is devastated and concerned that the racism label on his school record will harm his future goal of receiving a track. Of course it will harm his goal of receiving a track scholarship. We are concerned that he will fall behind in classes due to being absent for 3 consecutive days, she added to the message, which was shared with the outlet. The irate mom said the assistant principal has refused to remove the suspension from the boy's record, so the family hired an attorney. You should literally fight that tooth and nail. On Tuesday, Leah appeared on the Pete Callender Show, which I don't know what that is, which airs on radio station WBT, and said her family had once lived in England, and Christian mentioned how Britons also need green cards to live in the U.S. Yeah, okay. She said she and her husband, which Britain has fallen, by the way, to illegal immigration and quote unquote refugees, told the assistant principal that that illegal alien is a term her son can look up in a dictionary, is a term used as a federal code. It is a term used that is heard frequently on many news broadcasts. Lee said on the show, I feel that it was handled properly. I feel that if this was handled properly in the classroom, it could have easily been used as a teachable moment for everyone. Right. She could have just said, no, it wasn't. I didn't mean illegal aliens. How hard would that have been? But we turned it into this thing because we allow these triggered little bitch students who's probably illegal alien family members. They felt personally attacked or whatever. It's whatever, you know. So anyway, I'm not going to read this whole freaking article because I feel like it's a little bit long for something so stupid and trivial. But this kid's life's probably going to be messed up, and he will hire a lawyer, and now it's made national news, so it doesn't really freaking matter whether he gets it taken off his record or not. His name is made national news, so when any college searches his name's going to show up on these outlets. These outlets won't take it down unless you sue them, so he's fucked no matter what they do. They're literally wasting their time on a lawyer, if you ask me. I feel like they should get one as out of principle, but now that it's made headlines, like, they're wasting, it's not going to help. You know what I mean? It's already out there. And these college admissions boards with these liberal professors that are, you know, 99.9% liberal, raging nutcases who, you know, your normal, beautiful daughter can go into college as a normal, beautiful female and come out with a shaved head. That what little fuzz is still there is dyed purple, some kind of bra that pushes her boobs close to her chest and looks like a man. You know, that's, this is what, This is what they are. They're indoctrination stations. And speaking of indoctrination stations, here in Michigan, legislation that would require children, let me put this up on the screen for y'all. Legislation that would require children who are 5 years old on September 1st to attend kindergarten has advanced to the Michigan House. They want to get your kid in there as fast as possible, A, for the funding, and B, so they can get a hold of their brains all day for 8 hours while you're at work or doing what you have to do in the meantime without your kid, because now they're forced into school. The Michigan Senate has approved legislation that mandates kindergarten attendance in Michigan. The bill, which supporters say will improve early education, passes with the vote of 21 to 15. Now, mind you, our education system sucks. It's not going to improve anything. These kids come through school and they can't read. These kids get through school and they don't know how to read a clock. They don't know how to do their own finances. They got rid of home ec in most schools, if not all, at this point. They don't know anything. They know that there's, you know, a million different genders, and that women are oppressed, and that gays are oppressed, and they know every letter of the alphabet. It just keeps expanding, but they're always up to date on all that. They know all these things, but they don't know. How is it going to improve? How is forcing a five-year-old into school when they should just be being a kid for at least another year or so? I don't know. I feel like five is still, I mean, I remember when my kids were five and I was glad they weren't in school, because I mean, they got to be kids a little bit longer before they get put into your cookie cutter schools where, you know, if the kid doesn't pay close attention at the age of six or seven because they're, you know, kids and it's nice outside and it's hot as hell in the school because, you know, they only air condition the office and all this. And they're looking out the window just hearing birds chirping, just wishing they could be out playing in the grass rather than listen to this lady drone on about absolutely the dumbest things that you could care less about at that age. I think we shouldn't start kids in school until they're 10. How's that for you? Until they've gotten through the fidgeties and the so on, like most kids do, you know. And these teachers, they're some sort of expert on what kids should be. And they tell these parents, you need to go take them to get this medication or that medication so he doesn't fidget or talk in class while surrounded by his peers and other kids that he'd probably rather be on the playground with, which is also evil, in my opinion, to give kids 15, 20 minutes on the playground of fun and then force them back into class after they've been out in fresh air. And those schools always smell the same. You ever notice that? Like, they're just all... Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm getting off... I'm sorry. Beginning with the 2025-26 school year, so next year and beyond, a child who is 5 years old on September 1st would be required to enroll in kindergarten, whether in a traditional public school, charter school, private school, or if their parents are homeschooling them. So, yeah. And then you got these people, they're like, well, the Chinese, they put their kids in school through, like, they don't even get days off. And it's like, yeah, but they're actually teaching their kids shit that is important, while pushing TikTok onto our kids so that they can see whoever that weird perverted groomer dude is with the 5 o'clock shadow and eyeshadow and the creepy, he's totally Silence of the Lamb vibes. I don't know what his name is and I don't really care. I see him all over the place though. I'm the people on the right share him. You know what I mean? I've done it just to point out what a creepy is, but that's what we get versus what China gets. So you can say, oh, it's because they got kids in school for so long in the year that their kids are so much smarter. No, it's because they focus on the things in life that are going to get these kids ahead in school. It's like, if you want to do your LGBTQWXYW Toyota bullshit, then you should probably make that an after school event that kids could attend on their own. If parents have a problem with that, don't let your kid go, right? Isn't that how that should work? Isn't that the point to a free society? You know, you don't necessarily have to have other people's views shoved down your throat, but if you're somewhere, you might hear those views. And if you choose to go to that place, you're going to definitely hear those views. Like if I went to go hear a comedian who I know is a leftist speak, I know I'm going to hear a bunch of bullshit, right? But if I want to go hear them, I'm going to go and I'm going to hear that stuff. It's the same thing with the after-school program. If these kids want to be in an after-school program for that type of thing, that's one thing, right? And all these Christian parents can be butthurt all they want, and they can say, oh, how dare they have this in the school? You know what? It's fine. Because you know what? There are parents out there who force this on their children, believe it or not. And they try to groom their children to believe that they are that as well, because they once picked up a Barbie. Johnny is now Julie. You know what I mean? He one time played. I remember going over as a kid. As many of you knew, I grew up JW. I grew up Jehovah's Witness, and there was this family that we would go over to, and they had nothing but daughters and a little tiny baby son, but they had nothing but daughters. So if I went over there, I was playing what the daughters were playing, or I was sitting around bored, right? So I played fucking Barbies. Did that make me a trans? Am I transgender now? No. But there's parents out there who would gladly sign their kid up for that after school class because they want their kid to think they're the other sex. Either it's some crazy divorced mom who hates their husband and she's just hoping that at some point she can get her son's wiener cut off and all that just to spite her husband. Or it's a liberal couple who are like, oh my God, we're going to be so popular in our circle if we just do this. Or it's just a regular ass parent who has been confused by what they think are professionals at the medical establishment level, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a doctor, or whatever, that have trained these parents to believe that if they don't do these things for their kids, they're going to kill themselves. And then as it turns out later in life, the kids kill themselves, which is also our fault. It's because nobody accepts them. It's like, you know what? For the most part, they were accepted until gay marriage happened and nobody said a word. Nobody cared. They saw them. They were like, that's weird. That's gross. That's whatever. And as I said on the show, the Ben and Joe show on Saturday, you're not allowed to think that way. You're not allowed to have that feeling. If they want us, they said it during COVID. They want us to be reprogrammed to think just like them. It's a hive mind. Whereas what I'm seeing on the right is, aside from everybody, for the most part, supporting Trump for president, we can all agree and disagree on things that he said and hasn't said or done or promoted or did or whatever that we didn't agree with. He's not perfect. I don't need anybody to be perfect. I just need them to do what they say when they run for office. So anyway, I mean, of course, this goes on and we get this Senator Thomas Albert, a Republican from Lowell, raised concerns about the process. In order to opt out, a parent would need to notify their local school in writing that they intend to delay enrollment in kindergarten for a year. The process itself raises potential concerns about unwarranted monitoring of a family's personal education decisions. Exactly. Albert said, why collect information from families who are choosing to wait a year before enrolling their kids in kindergarten? What is the good that is going to be accomplished by making homeschooling and private school parents report to their local public schools? Exactly. 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 Albert also questioned what local school districts are supposed to do with the information. Is this a step towards the tracking of some families who might homeschool or send their kids to a private school? That's none of the state's business. It is here. It is here. The state is heavily in the homeschooling system here. If you go back, I interviewed my daughter, and she's more than happy with her online homeschooling, you know. It's just easier for her to focus, even though she's at home. You know, she can put in headphones and only hear the teacher or who they call on instead of. That was my issue in school. You know, a teacher or a principal or a staff member would be walking through the halls in high heels and it would click, click. And I would be so focused on that over whatever the teacher was saying that, or like kids in class, you know how kids are. I just was talking about it, throwing paper wads or passing notes or whatever, always distracted, you know. They said I had ADHD or whatever, but it's whatever. I've lived with it. You know, I'm fine now, I think, for the most part. I still get distracted. And stuff like that, but I'm fine. They tried putting me on the drugs. They tried getting me on Ritalin, and I tried it, and I felt like I was in a bubble and the rest of the world was outside the bubble. That's interesting, because now that could explain why so many people are the way they are today. I just said, when you're driving, it seems like everybody's in their own little bubble. Maybe they're all hopped up on shit. But anyway, it would definitely boost by a lot how many schools have attendance. They would give an attendance boost because you'd get all those five-year-olds now, which there's a lot of, you know. And what do they do with the money? We went through all that. I don't have to rehash it all. Our kids aren't learning basic things in life that help them function. They don't know how to read clocks. Do you know how annoying that is to me? If it's not a digital clock, they don't know how to read it. I checked with my kids, and even my daughter doesn't. And I'm going to start teaching her. I said, I'm going to start teaching her. Right now, she's focused on skateboarding. I'm old and fat. And if I fall, I'm probably going to die. But I'm showing her how I ride the skateboard, because I used to skateboard, and I'm giving her tips and stuff. And I'm focused on that right now. It's something she enjoys. We can do the clock learning. It won't take long, right? I mean, I did kind of go over it with her, but at the end of the day, that is what it is. I mean, parents send their kids away to these institutions, and for the longest time, they haven't been teaching our kids what they need to know in life. Why are we sending them to school then? Why is it my job to teach my daughter how to read a clock if she's going to a school? Do you see what I'm saying? I don't mind it, but why am I having to do that when my daughter goes to school where they're supposed to teach her to do these things? It's to the point too, and you can look this up. They even took the clocks out of the regular clocks out of schools because kids didn't know the hell what time it was. It's all digital. And I know that's the way it was in my kids' school when they were in there. They had the digital ones. One last article I wanted to go over with and share with y'all was Tesla layoffs. Employees say they were not notified by overnight, or that they were notified by overnight email. We got a video with this one, and I'm sure it's going to be stupid. Yeah.
You could
shop Granger. Oh my God.
But don't skip the part that can help.
It won't let me mute it. Oh my God. Granger. If it plays, I got to skip ad. Thank you.
Cybertrucks line the side of the highway in southeast Austin amid new reports that Tesla is temporarily halting deliveries as a top Tesla exec announces his resignation on Twitter and the company announces mass layoffs.
Just out of the blue, they laid me off.
Until Monday, Bradley Olson worked on Model Ys at the Gigafactory.
At 2 a.m., which is middle of the day for me because I was overnight shift. Just look at my phone and my Microsoft Teams logged me out. I was like, oh, okay, I probably just need to reset my password. But then I try and it says my account was blocked. And I had like a straight up panic attack.
Some employees even showed up to work Monday morning.
I was literally standing outside trying to figure out why my badge isn't working. Why is it that I can't log in?
The employees Fox 7 spoke to were sent an email notifying them around 3 Monday morning. It notes the need for cost reductions and increasing productivity, though, quote, this decision was not made lightly. Employees were told in the memo that their last working day was Sunday, the day prior. Also included in the email, a WARN notice in case of, quote, any possible obligation under federal or state law. The WARN Act requires companies with a certain number of employees to provide notice 60 days in advance ahead of plant closures or mass layoffs. Official employment termination will occur as early as June 14th. And according to Tesla, employees will receive further information regarding severance packages and benefits continuation within 48 hours of the original email.
It's ridiculous. The bomb that they just dropped on me and like, who knows how many other people. This is sad. It's just a heads up would have been nice.
Well, you didn't get a heads up. So, yeah. That's Tesla for you. That's Elon Musk. I will never understand the right's obsession with Elon Musk and pretending like he's some kind of good guy on our side or that he's any different than any of these other people. You know, half of them are like, oh, he wore a Satan outfit for Halloween. He's bad. And the other half are like, oh, who cares? It's just an outfit. I'm kind of in the middle. Like, I don't think he's good. And I don't necessarily know for a fact that he's bad based on aesthetic things that he wore for Halloween or whatever. Dude can afford a nice outfit for Halloween. He got one, you know, like it is what it is. Lots of people dress up, even Christian kids dressed up as the devil for Halloween. And I mean, these people aren't, you know, fanning the flames of division or whatever you want to call it whenever they see kids on Halloween dressed up as the devil. It's Elon Musk, though. But there's a lot of reasons not to like that dude. Look into him. He's not a good dude. He's just because he says he supports Trump or whatever, and he probably will support Trump, especially now that he's having to lay people off under Joe Biden. while the same administration that's causing all this is claiming that it's Trump's fault or that it's not happening. They can't seem to get on which page that they're going to be on, whether it's Trump or if it's just not the economy is actually just doing good. And why are you saying this? It's just, you know, it's like I said, all I can do is laugh at this point because everything is so ridiculous at this point. It really is. How can you take any of this serious? I don't know how anybody's taking any of this stuff seriously. I truly do not understand how anybody could, especially if you're in the actual news, the MSM, like, how do you walk into work every day, look at yourself as they're putting makeup on, and not just hate yourself, loathe your job? And there's some who left because of that exact thing. They, you know, but it's not enough, right? It's not enough. It's just not enough. They're literally a tool of our government at this point, all of them. Like, all the government, I mean, all the majority of people in the government use the media to their advantage for fact checks and lies and other bullshit. But anyway, guys, that's really all I got for you this evening. I am glad you joined me if you did. Until next time, be safe, be prepared, just don't be a jerk about it. I will talk to you next time. Later.
The music.